Blog Talk Radio.
Styles, and you are listening to Life as the Real Adonis, the official radio blog for my Latra version on my website. For those of you guys who aren't familiar, you can get more of me at polystyles.com. That's PolyStyleZ. All right, and that's a .com. Now, my website consists of, you know, a few different versions. And one of them specifically is, you know, this life blog, which is basically, you know, me living my life through music, documenting, you know, my experiences and what I've gone through, and then sharing them with other independent artists who can live their life successfully through my accomplishments and my mistakes. You know, everything that I do is videotaped and documented, and so if you're ever curious about that, you can go on polystyles.com/live, and that's the way I live. So it's polystyles.com/live, and that's Latra, you know what I'm saying? Get hashtagged that, LATRA, Life is the Real Adonis. This particular episode that I'm doing, it's been, well, first off, let me welcome myself back. It's been about almost 2 years now, I think, since I officially did one of the Latra blogs. I've been very busy with The Brutal Badness and Rhyme Time News. So I decided to do this particular video and radio segment. Hopefully I'll have a video version on YouTube available within the next couple of months. I can't make any promises. Y'all know how I do. It's been a while, you know, and a lot has happened since the last time. And, you know, for me, it's very important. The reason why I do this is because it's to give people an idea of who I actually am, for so many reasons. And one of those reasons is not only, you know, to put honesty or put truth into the atmosphere, but then at the same time, you know, for musicians, for people out there who are actually trying to, you know, pursue their music in a way where they can have followers, it's very important for people to know who you are and what you represent versus who you actually are. And if that, you know, hasn't been explained to you well enough, I'll start out by saying, you know, I come from a famous music family. There are a lot of people that have found me on the internet just based off of the Silvers. And if you don't know, you know, my father's famous family music group is the Silvers. And a lot of people, you know, they will see me on a video or they'll see a picture of something, and the first thing they'll assume is, oh, he probably is a, you know, a disco singer, you know, or he probably was raised with his father in the household, or, you know, he probably never has to work or he probably never has to do anything because I'm sure his father is getting all these publishing checks coming from everywhere. And people will address you based off of these assumptions. It's not my responsibility to tell you otherwise, whether it's true or whether it's not true. It's not my responsibility. But because of the fact that perception has so much to do with your reality, it's something that I do volunteer. And the first time that I learned the importance of perception, I was working at the Cheesecake Factory years ago when I was in Atlanta, and I was trying to save up enough money to get my own little recording studio and stuff, get up off my feet. And I went all the way out into the Alpharetta area. This was back when the only thing in Alpharetta was North Point Mall, okay, in the woods. You could still see, like, random coyote and deer going around there. And I say this to say, because I know, you know, since I left Atlanta, everything supposedly is popping out there, you know. And Candy Burris got a house out there, I heard. You know, Whitney and Jeezy used to live out there, and all these other people are moving out there, and these businesses are moving out there. So it's not really what people know it as. But I had to travel all the way out far in that area just to be able to get work. And at the time, you know, I was homeless. So I would go, and I worked at the Cheesecake Factory. They started me off at like $11 an hour. And I would work there from the evening so late that the buses would stop. And the people who worked there, they knew I didn't have a car. And they would say, well, where do you live? Or, you know, what? I say, oh, I live right around the corner. I told that lie all the way until I made it into existence, where I ended up actually getting an apartment right around the corner and turning it into a recording studio and running my business. But until that time, before that happened, there was a lot of perception, you know, that was involved in it. I had to convince them that, you know, I was waiting on a cab. I had to put on the face that I really had, you know, something to do. Oh, I had another job. And they said, well, you know, it's kind of late. You sure you don't need a ride or whatever? I said, no, I'm good, I'm good. I just wait until everybody was gone, you know, for me to basically go sleep on the park bench until the morning time, until the bus came, and then get lost, get out of there, go into the train systems and sleep on the train back and forth from the airport to North Point Station until it was time for me to go back to work again. You know, I had a gym membership, so I would get off, you know, periodically throughout the day and, you know, go and get me a cup of coffee. Of course, I had a job and a check coming in, so it wasn't like I had to eat food out of a dumpster, you know. But nobody that I worked with at that time knew what I was going through. And because of, you know, putting on the perception that I had everything going for myself, there was no problems, I was able to get another job. And what I would do eventually, you know, when I got tired of people finding out, you know, like, what I was doing after work, wonder where he's going to go now, wonder what he's going to do, I started to make it a routine to go to Steak and Shake because they were 24 hours. And after a while, the people at Steak and Shake started getting to know me, and they gave me a job. So then I ended up with two jobs. So I was working then at the Cheesecake Factory. I would start at about 4 or 5 in the afternoon, and then I would get off at around 11 o'clock at night. And then I would go to the Cheesecake Factory and work overnight into the morning. And by that time, I didn't have to worry about, you know, going and spending time overnight buying a meal in Steak and Shake or sleeping on a park bench. At this point now, I have two checks coming in, you know, and the whole time, nobody knew that I was homeless or what I was going through. Now, why did I say all of this? To say that in this music industry, for those of you who, you know, are always, especially, there's a lot of cats out there that's like, you know, 20, 22, just starting in the game. And I hear a lot of people saying, like, oh, well, I got to get this together. And, oh, I got to get my album cover. Or I got to work on the next track or whatever. Don't hesitate putting anything out there. What you need to do to accomplish your goals is to simply put your music out. To let people know all of the problems and complications that you're having, you know, oh, I can't get this together, or I wanna get that right. It's going to destroy the perception in the meantime. Now, when I used to close at this restaurant, of course, my face would show that I needed to go, that I was tired, that I was frustrated, and there was all of this training that I had to do, you know, before I ended up getting a second job. And the lady, I don't even remember her name, but one of the managers, it was this Asian lady, one of the managers that first made me understand the power of perception is when I was, you know, cleaning up and everything, and she said, you know, you can cut the attitude out. And I looked at her and I said, attitude? And I really honestly didn't have an attitude. A lot of times people will, you know, pick up from my conversation or my facial expressions. I always have this look on my face like, you know, I'm very sensitive to the sun and things like that. I had to learn about myself too, like, you know, in the summertime when I'm outside. You know, these are things you have to be very insightful about just on a worldly level outside of your music. But she told me, she said, if you don't have an attitude, you know, she said, perception is everything. And at that point, I started to, you know, tell her, well, you know, if you want to know what the real truth is, you know. But what I was actually going through and what it took for me to get where I needed to go at that point was irrelevant to everybody else. It was not my responsibility to explain to her what I was going through. And it was not her responsibility to care. But it is my responsibility to know what the consequences are based off of that perception. So, you know, taking this into music and stuff like that, you know, for a lot of people, they have a following. And they're going to create their following based off of how gangster they are or how much they ride skateboards or how much they smoke. You guys know how that works. You know, a lot of rappers, they have this phone. If you're living something that you know is not true, but your perception in your music, the perception you give off is that it's a reality, you're setting yourself up for failure. Now, this is very different for people in the rock world. You know, in the 80s, it was all about it was blatant perception. Everybody knows that, you know, the songs that they sang about, you know, fantastical stuff, cutting off people's heads and surfboarding on rainbows and whatever. Everybody knew that it was an illusion that was being sold, you know, and a lot of people in rock music today still, sometimes they sell that illusion, and we all know that it's an illusion. But for a lot of you guys, like in the rap game, you know, there's not really that many rappers outside of people like Missy Elliott, Busta Rhymes, or Redman, who have the ability to live their own life separate from the illusion that they sell. When you live your life as your reality and you tell people that that reality is what's in your music, it's a perception that you have to live up to. And that is what ties into the law of attraction. Now, I'm going to play a song. I'm going to let y'all chew on that because I know a lot of people get real funny when I start talking about, you know, spiritual stuff. But I want you to know the law of attraction, or if you've ever read, like, The Secret, you know, these books have nothing to do with freaky sexual, you know. People think the law of attraction has to do with how to seduce people. It has nothing to do with that. It has nothing to do with religion or Christianity or Judaism or anything. It is all about perception. And after I play my brother's favorite song that I produced, The Caramel Carpet Ride. on my atmosphere collection, I'm going to explain to you guys why perception is important and how it can be applied in your life to living by the law of attraction. This is Caramel Carpet Ride. It's on my atmosphere album. Go pick it up. That was a song called The Caramel Carpet Ride, and it is it was released actually on Friday the 13th this year, day before Valentine's Day. Don't ask me why that was the release, but anyway, it's available on iTunes, Amazon, all over the place. I Run Your Life. It's on the Atmosphere collection. I was very honored to find out that my brother Josh, who is an amazing producer and a super talent, that he actually liked the song. So, you know, one day I was just breezing through my little Facebook wall, and I saw a little like highlighted there, and I was like, what, is that Josh? Like my shit? Anyway, so shout out to Josh. That's my brother. He's a super producer. One of these days we'll have to get together and do some music. You can find him on Google, just hashtag Cool Spot. And that's K-O-O-L, like the cigarettes. Cool Spot. No cigarette relation, by the way. So here's the thing. You know, I tell people all the time, this is where it gets real. You know, you're halfway into the show and all of that. I already listed it as rated R, so I don't have to give a disclaimer in the beginning. But this is where shit gets real. People will find you all over the internet after you have created this image for yourself as being this gangster or as being, you know, this friendly person or being a philanthropist or whatever. And if you're not living up to that, you've already set yourself up for failure. Now let's go back to me like I always do, okay? And talk about myself for an example. It was a while back, you know, where I did a song in the train. I was singing Roberta Flack's "The First Time Ever I Saw Your Face," one of the most popular Subway videos on YouTube now. And I actually got praise from Roberta Flack for just, you know, my rendition of that song, which I was very honored by. But in that song, people were so focused, I mean, in that video, people were so focused on everything else but my voice, that they begin to follow me on Twitter and Facebook and, you know, other platforms, and then tell me off when they found out that I didn't just only sing, you know? And I will have friends, I will have people that will tell me all the time, like, you know, your music sounds really good, but, you know, there's this radio show that you do where you're talking about Lil Wayne, and, you know, if you say something bad about Lil Wayne, you might not get a record deal, you know. Or they'll be like, yo, I really like your rap music, but why are you doing blogs about NeNe Leakes, though? You know, like, that doesn't even add up. There's people that will listen to my cover songs and they'll say, yo, you really did this one song from Al Green real good, but, you know, that guitar stuff, I don't know about all that. You know, that hillbilly, you know. So this goes into, you know, my fifth element of my five things different that I'm about to read everybody who doesn't know the rules of perception. And that main thing is basically that you have to be comfortable with your final product. You have to know and own who you are and have conviction about it. And because you did not know that I did all these multiple things, or, you know, that I might have to come out of a basket on somebody for a minute, you know what I'm saying? It sucks that this is the way you had to find out, you know? But the importance of it is that when you follow the law of attraction and you only seek out what you really want in your true reality, you're going to get it back 100%. When you put out something that's fictitious, when you put out something that is not who you are, despite whether anybody agrees with it or whether they believe it, people don't have to believe it. You have to believe it. When you put out something that is not what you really represent or that you want in your world, you are going to be consumed with followers that you don't want. You're going to have friends that you don't need. You're going to have problems and complications that are completely unnecessary. And to bring this, you know, into the most simplicity, it's just like somebody who's really not into the cooking channel, or you're really not into sports. You can't walk around wearing a mascot with, you know, a sports company on it, and you can't go talking to people and starting conversations about Martha Stewart that you don't want to finish, because these are not things that you're interested in, and they're not things that you want. What a lot of people learn with me, and like I said in the beginning, why I decided to do a show and then make it my premiere be about perception, is because so much time has passed by. And, I mean, I've recorded music with Itil, and I've done The Sweat and The Minions and the Your Love is a Drug release, and then I've done collaborations with so many different artists, different types of music. I've performed at, you know, different venues on higher plateaus, and then to even come all the way back down to be doing open mics at regular restaurants. There needs to be an explanation for the people who are following me for the wrong reasons. Some people, you know, they'll hit me up on Twitter or they'll hit me up on Facebook, and then they're surprised with what comes out, what the final product is. And so that leads to my five things different. And this is ultimately the entire segment right now, which you guys are basically listening for. Because this is just one out of many, you know, radio slots on perception that I'm going to do. But I want people to know the five basic rules, like, you know, what you're doing wrong if you're doing it wrong. And the first thing is, don't try to have control over what you don't have control over. And it goes back to what I was telling you about, you know, trying to put a release out or trying to do music. If you're worrying about who's going to follow it and how much success it's going to have, you're never going to know that till you put it out. So you're going to wait until you're 30 or 40 years old and have a midlife crisis you know, trying to put a cluster fuss of just crap out into the mainstream because you waited too long worrying about the wrong shit. The second thing is you cannot believe the first thing that you're told. And, you know, like a lot of people will look at a musician and they'll say, oh, yeah, this is a gangster. He's got the gold chain around his neck or whatever. But you really have to listen to that album and you really have to get to know that person specifically to know what it's all about. And it's the same thing in the music world. People are going to tell you, you can't do this, you can't do that. Nobody can put out a whole album and they don't have a hook in it. Nobody can, be a rap singer, folk guitar player, whatever. Lauryn Hill proved that wrong. Anything that you do in this industry is going to be done based off of complete persistence. Anything. And it doesn't matter how talented you are. It doesn't matter who you're related to. It's 2015. You know, I come from the famous family group, the Silvers. I'm telling you right now, on March 31st, 2015, it has done nothing for me. Nothing. So when I get there, people can say, they can give all the credit to whoever they want to, because that's what the perception is going to be. Oh, he only got there because of his music fan. Oh, he only got there. You can't control that part. The only thing you can control is what you actually do. And if you're not persistent, you don't put in the hard work, you don't do your part, it is never going to pay off, and that's that. So don't go by the first thing somebody tells you and just believe that that's what it is. You have to create. You have to create your reality, and that is based off of perception. The third thing is you have to do more listening than talking. And, you know, with a lot of people, they already have, like we talked about, they already have their answers. Somebody look at you and then they say, oh, yeah, you know, this person, he think he the shit. You know, he think he all that in a bag of chips. They've got that idea regardless of whatever you say. It's what they perceive. You can't control that either. You know, I'm going to be nice today. I'm not going to give the story that I was just about to give. But, I'm just going to say do more listening than talking, and you'll realize that what people think about you, they're going to say it while they're talking, and you don't even have to ask the question. They're telling you what they perceive about you just while they're talking. Just listen. Don't ask no questions. Don't make no comments. And when they ask you a question, just know that whatever they're asking, they already have the answer to. Now, number four is don't misrepresent. Okay? Don't misrepresent and don't overcompensate. And basically, that's don't do too much. A lot of times we can do too much by, you know, trying too hard and too much to be this gangster rapper. Or you can try too little, you know, to prove it. You just basically don't want to do too much, because that always is going to give people the reverse idea of what they need to know based off of what you're trying to get them to understand. Don't misrepresent yourself and don't overcompensate either. And the fifth and final thing is what I already told y'all five was. Have conviction about whatever you do and be comfortable with that final product.